All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. So I sent out the sheet for today's shiur just a few moments ago on the WhatsApp group. We're picking up, still in Parak Chaf, the bottom of page Reish Yud Beis. So if you remember, again, the title of this chapter is Mishkal HaChasidus, literally weighing, the weighing of the attribute of Chasidus. So the Ramchal introduced us to this idea that as pivotal, as important as the midah of Chasidus is, like all midos in life, there are times that you use it and times that you must dispense with it. And sometimes the most difficult decision to make is to try to figure out when one should utilize the midah of Chasidus versus when one should dispense with the midah of Chasidus. In other words, sometimes Chasidus could be incredibly important to building one's spiritual personality, and sometimes it can be incredibly detrimental. When to know when to use it and when to dispense with it, part of the great life challenge. So let's pick up with that. V'hine, ma shetzarech lahavin. So therefore, says Ramchal, something we must understand. Ki'in lodun divrei ha-chasidus al mar'eihen ha-rishon. Page Reishud Gimel. One should not go ahead and assess the midah of chasidus at first glance. Ela, tzarech la'ayin ulehizboni ad hichon toldos ha-maisa magiyas. Rather, one must go ahead. And boys, this is true for anything in life. When making a decision, it's never enough to go ahead and make a decision based on the here and now, but rather one must try to anticipate the future ramifications of one's actions. Everyone say, this happens to all of us in life. We make a decision. It looks like a good decision. I analyzed it. I thought about it. It looks like the right decision, and it turns out to be something terrible. Why? Because I made the decision only focusing on the impact of the decision through the prism of the present. But I did not take the time to calculate the future impact or ramifications of that decision. So says Ramchal, when it comes to Chasidus, in order to know if something is truly Chasidus or not, you can't just analyze it based on the present, but you have to think about what are the ramifications of that action and that decision going to be. Kilefamim, this is such a profound piece. Kilefamim, ha'maisa ba'atzmo yiratov. Sometimes in life, a particular action or initiative looks good. Ulafisha told those Ros, Yishai Blanichom. There are many times in life, something could be good right now, but it's not good for the future. Right? Something could have a positive ramification or repercussion now, but the future repercussions are terribly detrimental. And because of that, because of the future negative ramifications, it is better for a person to pass on this particular thing. Velu Yasa also. And I'm about to say, if you do something that is presently good, but future-wise detrimental. So the Ramchal says, Yihye chote v'lo yihye chosid. So that's actually not chasidus. And Rabbi said, this herein lies the greatest tension we have with this midah of chasidus. So something that is seems to have good present ramifications, but future detriment. Says the Ramchal, that's not chasidus. In fact, sometimes that could be called, excuse me, chait. He gives an example of this. In Emaisa, Gedalia ben Achikam. He tells the story or shares the episode of Gedalia ben Achikam. So remember again, if you look in the footnote 25, he says, who is Gedalia ben Achikam? Shemelech Bavel Hifkido Ba'ar Yehuda Achar Churban Yerushalayim. So remember again, after Nebuchadnezzar destroys Yerushalayim, destroys Beis HaMikdash, so he put a man by the name of Gedalia ben Achikam as a governor. See, he was installed by the king. Gedalia was installed by the king of Babel to rule over the Jews. V'yehudim rabbi nikal makamas shenitchu sham nesfu elav ubekach haisa sheiris liyehuda. So remember again, Gedalia ben Achikam was a good man, and it was good for the Jews to live under the leadership of a Jewish government. Even though, again, of course, you know, Eretz Yisrael was a vassal state to the Babylonian Empire, but at least there was a Jew who was overseeing the day-to-day needs of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. What happened? Liochanan ben Karach Noda, Sheishma ben Nesanya Nishlach Aide Melech Amon, Larogis Gedalia. So listen to this. So a man by the name of Yochanan ben Karach comes to Gedalia ben Achikam, and he says, I have inside intelligence for you. Another Jew by the name of Yishmael ben Nesanya has been hired by the king of Moab to assassinate you. to assassinate you. And Abba said, what happens? Docha Gedalia Estevarov. Gedalia would not listen to Yochanan ben Karach's testimony. Why? But not testimony to his intelligence. Because he said it's Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara. So let's go back to the top for a second. Hine Maisa Gedalia ben Achikam Galo Ileinenu. Shemipnei Rov Chasiduso. Shelo Lodun Es Yishma Lekav Chova. O Shelo Lekaba Lashon Hara. Amar Li Yochanan ben Kareach. Sheker Ata Dover El Yishma. So let's listen to this. Gedalia ben Achikam was such a chassid, he did not want to listen to Lashon Hara, right? He did not want to hear anything negative or detrimental about another Jew, in this case again, Yishmael, that he tells Yochanan ben Kareach, when he tells him, Yishmael ben Esanya has been hired to go ahead and kill you. Gedalia will not listen, because how can you be Mekabel Lashon Hara? And what happens? Uma garam, shemesu, b'nispazu Yisrael, the kavagach alasim hanashara. They both say, what happens? You know the story. This is Tzom Gedalia. Gedalia ben Achikam was in fact assassinated by Yishmael ben Esanya. All because why? Because he refused to believe the intelligence. And they both say, as a result of the assassination of Gedalia ben Achikam, things very quickly unravel, right? The Babylonian Empire no longer sees fit to provide a Jewish governor. If this is how the Jews act with each other, there's no need. And again, it ushered in a new period of difficult and enhanced tyrannical rule. So we'll say, what happened over here? So Gedalia ben Achikam was being a chassid. I'm not mekabel any Lashon Hara, right? He was being an extreme chassid. So what do you see? This wasn't chassidus. This was foolishness. Someone comes and gives you information that someone else is trying to kill you. This is not the time to take out your Chafetz Chaim, right, and start going in and showing them why this is Lashon Hara. This is the time, ultimately, again, to believe what they're saying and to take decisive action to protect yourself. To the point that the Navi says, you know, when Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated, there were a number of other Jews who were killed also. The Navi holds Gedalia ben Achikam responsible for their deaths. You are being ridiculously pious, inappropriately pious. This was not a time for piety and a time to worry about Lashon Hara. This was a time to listen to the intelligence that was coming your way and to take decisive action to go ahead and protect yourself, to protect others, and to protect Eretz Yisrael. So you see, here's an incredible and dramatic example of a situation where, and we'll say, remember again, Gedalia ben Achikam, what was his perspective? His perspective was he couldn't believe that a Jew would do this. So we'll say, in Gedalia ben Achikam's defense, just so you understand, his defense is, in general in life, you could only anticipate things for which you have a frame of reference. That's in general. That's why sometimes in life we're blindsided by circumstances. We have no idea why this happened. And often it happens because if I had no frame of reference for something, I can't expect it or plan for it. From Gedalia ben Achikam's perspective, the notion of one Jew assassinating another Jew, it's just unheard of. See, he dismisses it as Lashon Hara. So says Zamchal, here's a perfect example of piety gone bad, piety gone wrong. Chassidus that is totally and fundamentally warped. So you see this need to be able to affect this type of balance between, on one hand, being a chassid, but also realizing when that chassidus is not only detrimental, but ultimately inappropriate. Gedalia ben Achikam tries to be a chassid, his chassidus costs him his own life and the lives of others, and the Navi holds him accountable. We'll stop over here. We're going to pick up with other examples of misplaced chassidus. Emir Tz Hashem tomorrow.